Hey, Shalina, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is episode 35 of Declutter Me, and today we're going to do a bit of a follow-up to our previous episode about books, and we're going to be talking about ebooks.
Yes.
And the Kindle.
So today we're going to talk about how to organize your books that are stored in your Kindle or any other electronic apps, help you declutter them as well, because, you know, we're downloading so many of them nowadays rather than getting the physical books, and it's accumulating in the menu, and it can get a bit overwhelming to see what books you have.
Yeah, and I think it's also a bit of a lot less tangible, right? So like, you're overflowing bookshelves and stuff, so it's very clear to you that you need to do something about your books, whereas with the digital ones, it's sort of, you know, the device size is the same and you don't actually realize that your menu is filled up.
I did start buying books as soon as Kindle started, or Apple Books now. So I started buying books from then, because I wanted to reduce the amount of physical books I had. And I was like, oh my God, I can read it on my iPad. This is amazing when I'm traveling, because I was doing a lot of business travel at the time as well. So it was great for me. And I still do. I mean, I read books on my iPhone instead now. But it doesn't have the same feeling as holding a physical book. So I miss that. But it is great that you can then read the books wherever you are. So whether you read it, you know, it syncs onto different devices as well. So you can read the same book one day on your iPad and the next day on your phone. So while I'm waiting for a friend, say in a coffee shop, I'll read a book on my phone, which is great. But the problem is that now it's becoming a new type of clutter, that people are buying so many of these books, and the way it's being stored is also not great. So I archive books. As soon as I finish reading them, I press the button to archive it, so it goes into the main library. But as you said, when you go into that main library and start looking at all the books, it's just a mess, because it might be alphabetically listed, but you're like, what is this book? Why have I got this? And it's very difficult to get rid of it completely from your account. Like, I don't think they actually allow you to delete books. So I've sometimes downloaded free books, which are completely not my, you know, I didn't enjoy reading them. I want to delete it, so I don't want to ever have to look at it again, but they don't give that option right now. So you then have this clutter of books on your app.
Yeah, I think the best thing you can do, or the only thing you can do so far, is you can take it off the device, but it's always going to be in your list, yeah, right? Like, it's always going to be a list of it. This is something you quote unquote purchase, because even a free book is considered as a purchase where you didn't pay anything, exactly. Basically. So here's a list of everything you purchased. It's true for apps, by the way, as well. Yeah. But you don't get to get rid of the record of the fact that the book even was, you know, went through your library.
And I think that's something that they need to think about, because that is adding to the clutter, and it does get overwhelming having to look at all these books. I mean, we've had electronic books for how many? Like over 10 years now? So, you know, and if I've been downloading these books from the start, so imagine how many books I've got on there, and I don't want to look at a lot of the books, or I can't remember what the books are, and then you have to open it to, you have to download it to have a look to see what that book was, and then go, oh no, I don't want to read that again. I'm using an app, a brilliant app, for nonfiction books, called Blinkist. And you pay a subscription for a year and you read books, but they give snippets of the main parts of the book. And you can listen to it or you can read the book on your device. And it's amazing. I'll have it on audio while I'm cooking. So for like, what, the half an hour I'm cooking, I can read about 5 books. So I've read the new book by Hillary Clinton and some self-help books, biographies, and, you know, anything that's nonfiction, anything to help me with my business or to help me. And I love reading biographies or historical books about figureheads. So I will have that on. So I go for a lot, and you can listen to it in the car. You can, you know, or read the book when you're, you know, on public transport and stuff. So that's great. So I am saving a lot of money by not buying full books and just finding, you know, reading about these important bits.
Oh, you're only getting the important bits. You don't get the rest of the book.
You don't get the whole book. You get a rundown of what the book's about. Then you get the important main bits of the book. And you'll find with most of the books, and like, especially, you know, these political books, there are key points from the writer or from the author. There's a lot of it is just stuff that we don't actually need to know. It just builds up the bulk of the book. There was one book by one author. I had listened to the whole book, an audiobook, which is my other great love now, because that's great that you can get audiobooks and then you can actually remove it from your iTunes account later. But I had the audiobook and then I listened to it on this app, so the snippets, and actually it did work, that it was the main aspects, the important points from the book were in this app. And I actually didn't need to read the whole book, you know. So it's, that's a good way to do that. So if you want to get into nonfiction books, but you don't want to, you know, all these self-help books, but you don't want to buy every single one, get an app like this.
Yeah, look for a subscription option where, you know, you have access to the books for as long as you're subscribed. And then when you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
And then you can stop the subscription.
And you can only, you know, you just listen to the main bits of it. So there's various ones like Blinkist. That's the one I
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking of something like an Audible or whatever. I mean, that's audio books granted, but something similar to that where it's a subscription service in entirety, which means you pay as long as you use it. You have access to the books as long as you're gotten a valid subscription, and then when you're done, you're done. Like, it's no, you're not, there are no remnants of the book with you, there's nothing you take away. So, excellent. Well, as always, you can find out more information about the show and show notes, all our previous episodes, by visiting decluttermeme.com/podcast. And you can always contact Shalina by reaching out to declutterme.com/contact or looking for Declutterme on various social media handles.
Yeah, and they can always send me a private message if they need help or advice on decluttering and organizing, especially their books.
Well, we'll see you next week.
Bye.